Is it like by type, by alphabetical? Is it by not frozen? Is it perishable? How does it get organized?
Well, a little bit of all of that you mentioned, but it's by type, and then certainly if it needs to be refrigerated or frozen, that kind of thing too. But definitely by type. Each of the boxes contain vegetables or condiments or what have you. So yeah,
it all comes in. You get it.
Right.
You then send it out to how many groups or agencies?
We have 112 what we call partner charities, and that's everything to Red Cross or the Little Church of the Nazarene or anybody that runs pantries, shelters, or soup kitchens. And then we also do direct distribution ourselves. So it gets out there. We try to get into every nook and cranny where people that are in need need food.
We are in September Hunger Action Month.
Right, right.
And this, I guess, is Hunger Action Week specifically?
Or? Yeah, and Thursday's Hunger Action Day. How do you like that?
Wow,
we're drilling down to the day.
Right to the Thursday. So what is Thursday going to be for you? What do you plan? What's happening for this?
Well, it's actually like a focus day. And as our staff, we're going to wear orange, as we kind of tell you guys every single year, that orange is the symbolic color for hunger. So what we do as a staff, we wear our orange T-shirts off and on, especially the warehouse workers and things like that. But Thursday, we're all wearing orange, and we're doing some different unity things in terms of staff. It's going to be when our staff picture is and all that kind of thing. But this is also going across the United States, too. Certainly, we're asking all of our partners in our four-county area to wear orange, or to maybe light up a lot of our cities and municipalities are going to light up City Hall and things like that during the month of September. But nationally, the Farm Bill is a big deal, big issue coming up. And so that's the national call-in day to your local representatives. And so locally, the two that are working on the Farm Bill are Senator Sherrod Brown and Representative Bob Gibbs. So, and if you out there want to give a call, we're asking everybody to do it on Thursday to help preserve the Farm Bill, to keep it instead of cutbacks and things like that. So,
now, you are also having an event coming up, the Generous Helpings.
Yep, that's our big in-house fundraiser. It's a lovely event every year. This year it's on September 30th. It's the culmination of Hunger Action Month. We have several restaurants and chefs that are going to be there, and music and, you know, beverages, adult beverages kind of thing. And it's really very lovely. And we usually have this, our back warehouse transformed, decorated very nicely. And it's quite a lovely evening. It's 5 to 8 on September 30th, last day of the month. And usually it's been so nice that we open our back doors and you go out on the patio, and it's really great. But it's a chance for people to come into our warehouse. Even though it's transformed, you could actually see the boxes and the food and things like that, and kind of get an idea of like what we really do.
Kind of a reminder of why
right.
you're there.
Yes.
And there's a celebration of things, but it's also understanding that there's those boxes are going to be food sustenance for somebody
yep.
in the
yep.
near future.
And there's a lot of people, and we're doing so much more. We're getting, like everybody else, data is king, and we're drilling down. And so with using this Pantry Track software that we have, we know who we're dealing with and who we're serving. And there's 80,000 people a month that we're serving, and that's a lot. And so there are people that really need our help.
Kids especially. You've got a sort of a focus this time right. around on childhood hunger. What's the need? What do you know that
right.
you can share with us?
Well, one out of every five kids in our area here are what we call food insecure. And so, we're talking Hunger Action Month, but this whole child hunger issue is our focus this year. And so it's kind of like a season, I guess you would call it. So our focus, even for Generous Helpings, is to put the spotlight on child hunger. And this month, we're kicking off our mobile school pantry project, which is, for now, we're calling it a pilot program because we're just starting it. And it's going for a year. So every month, there are five schools in Lorain County that'll be receiving food for families, and it's the Midview District, Clearview, and three in Lorain City Schools, and it's starting off the last week of September, and our trucks will be rolling up to these schools. It'll be after school hours, and eligible families can come and get food. So this way, we're still doing the kids' backpacks and kids' cafes and things like that. But this way, it's a more holistic way to not only feed the child, but the whole family.
Because you understand that a lot of times children will get fed first, perhaps, and other people in the family will sacrifice. This way, you're kind of giving them the support, too.
Exactly. So we're very excited about that. And we have a lot of support, and it is a stone on the path to getting rid of child hunger. There's just no excuse for it. There's so many ways we can repurpose food, you know, with our partners with the big box stores and things like that. There's just a lot of ways we can move
food
around.
You would think with computers and logistics that the waste could be reduced even more than what it is.
And that is a focus. That is a big focus of Feeding America going forward, and hence we're already doing some of those things, whereas, like, you know, we're just down the road here from Walmart, and rather than pitching food, many of those items don't need to be thrown out. So that's, we come in, we will come and pick that up, and that will be in the boxes that'll go out. So,
and the fact that you now have a larger location allows you to take those things, which maybe you said
anything away. We can take it all.
How can people get tickets for Generous Helpings?
You go on our website. That's the fastest and easiest way to do things. You could literally just click a button and order tickets right then. We'll even have them at the door, but your best bet is to go online, and which is www.secondharvestfoodbank.org.
Again, that's coming up on Sunday, September 30th from 5 to 8.
Generous Helpings. Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
It's always good to see you guys.
I would have warned